For the sixth consecutive season, the Dodgers are going to the postseason.
The L.A. Dodgers are back in the playoffs.
All you want is an opportunity to be in the dance.
But after 162 games, there's still unfinished business.
Game 163, baby.
Today, the Blue and the Rockies square off in a tiebreaker for the NL West.
No one's a clear winner. We've been battling all year.
We're walking you up to the 109 first pitch with wall-to-wall game day coverage.
Wall-to-wall?
Go for it, Dodgers. Yeah.
Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete break down today's game live from Dodgers Stadium. This is the exclusive home of Dodgers playoff baseball.
All right, the sun is out and we are getting ready for it, hopefully, is the next step in the Dodgers' march to the World Series. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peete, we're out in left field at Dodger Stadium, and Rodney, they're still alive, they're still in it, they've qualified for the postseason. The journey that we have taken all year long continues.
It does, Fred, and you play 162 games. You would think there would be a lot of separation when you play that many games. But I got to tell you, we talked about it on Friday of last week, Fred, how great Thursday night was for the NFL, and the Rams and the Vikings game, as we got trucks moving all around us. We talked about how great that was for the NFL. This is absolutely fantastic for Major League Baseball to have the National League Central and the National League West play a 163 game to decide the playoffs. It's exciting. Everybody's talking about it. It is baseball mania, which is exactly what they want. I've got the chicken skin right now, Fred. That's the goosebumps going on. You know what I mean? The people are out here watering the grass right now. The players are trickling in. This is exciting.
Well, it might be great for Major League Baseball, and it might be great for the country. Let me tell you, it's not good for me.
Why?
It's not good for me. I would like business taken care of.
You want to relax? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in this unpredictable year of ups and downs and the roller coaster, today you want to figure out if you're at the top of Colossus or you're headed down. Yesterday, the Dodgers scored 15 runs against the Giants. You go, okay, we're good to go. Uh-oh. Oh, God. Yeah. They scored 15 yesterday. They scored 15. And we also know that following a game like that, given the season it's been, things can flip the other way. You've got to hope that finally now they've caught fire at the right time. They have the momentum and the hitting continues.
Well, it didn't flip though, Fred. Remember that the whole series with the Giants. And the Giants, remember, Madison Bumgarner, he picked that game to pitch against the Dodgers.
Yes, he did.
Right? And not necessarily lit him up, but they scored runs on Friday against the Giants, against their best pitcher, who chose to sit out and wait for that game. They did that. The next day, they scored runs. So it wasn't like the typical Dodger all season long where we see them score 10 runs on Friday and then can't score a run on Saturday. You know, they scored runs in all 3 days. So I'm encouraged by that part.
If you are just tuning in, as you do every morning at this time for Colin, we are on today getting you ready for Dodger baseball. We'll take you up to noon. Tim Cates will then join us with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. And then at 1 o'clock, the call of the game with Charlie and Rick. So we're going to take you up to the pregame show today live at the stadium. If and when you get out here, please feel free to stop by. We're in left field. Say hello. We like saying hi to you, and we want to help get you ready for the game. I hope you've come up with your excuse. I hope you've called work. I'll tell you, I saw a lot of you driving in this morning. You don't look good. Everybody looks a little fluish to me. I'm just saying. I'm no doctor.
What are you saying, Fred?
I'm saying that it might be a good day right now to call and say, I've got a fever.
Okay, I got you.
You've got, Dodger
you.
Fever. But you've
got you.
You don't need to qualify what the fever is. But at the very least, let them know, because you'll want to get here. And I think it's important, Rodney, and it might be tough for some fans, because really we didn't know if this was going to happen until like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. You know, this stadium needs to be packed.
Yes.
This stadium needs to be full.
Absolutely.
You need the home field advantage. The Dodgers have the home field advantage today because they won the season series 12-7 against the Rockies. They were 6-3 here at the stadium. Herman Marquez will start for Colorado. He's a 23-year-old right-hander, and he is terrific.
He is. He is, and you're right about the fans. I want to go back to that real quick before we get into the players themselves, Fred. It is important for the Dodger fans to get here early, get off work, whatever you got to do. And I know, you know, earlier, you know, Tim Cates early on was talking about, you know, excuses to get off work. You shouldn't need an excuse. It's Dodger Town. It's 163. Get off work. Come here early. Get to the park early. It's really important because that is the knock. And I heard Steve Sachs talking about it. You know, Dodger fans kind of get there in the second, third inning, and then it gets crowded. If depending on the game, they may leave early. But today, we need the fans here early. It needs to be rocking like it was in the World Series when Chris Taylor hit the first pitch out. It has to be that kind of atmosphere at Dodger Stadium. The stadium alone is already intimidating, and with the fans, it's going to be even more.
All right, we are giving away tickets. We'll give away tickets this hour, and we'll give away tickets next hour. And tickets are available right now at Dodgers.com for as low as $30. So you'll get to see the most important game of the year, if you can get out here, for as little as $30. That is a pretty good deal.
It's Monday. You don't want to go to work anyway.
Why should you?
Why?
I mean, we're not working today. We're here.
Oh, like you said, Fred, I saw people, too. They did look a little fluish.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. And you know what? You can see in their eyes they're not well.
Right.
I just saw them driving. Get out here early today and be a part of what is the biggest game of the year for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler gets the start. Now, a couple of things when you look at Walker Buehler. First of all, yes, he's young. But I think he has been the Dodgers' most dynamic pitcher this year. There was some thought that if, in fact, the Dodgers lose today, and let's not think like that, but if they were to lose Rodney, they would jump on a plane immediately and fly to either Milwaukee or Chicago for the wild card game tomorrow. So there was a thought about, well, maybe we use this as a bullpen game and we hold Buehler for the next one. I don't agree with that philosophy. I think they've made the right call. What do you think?
I think they made the absolute right call in pitching Rich Hill. I think when they won both games and they saw that Colorado lost to the Nationals on Saturday and it was tied up, they put their faith in the Bishop, right? You got to put the faith in the Bishop, and the Bishop went out and delivered yesterday. And, yeah, I believe that he would have had he had a short leash, but he came out and he pitched a gem. And I think it's the absolute right call. And it's, you know, we talked about it all season. This young kid, Walker Buehler, has pitched so well, especially lately, that it's hard to argue with saving him to this game where it is the most important game of the season. You got to go all in today because you don't want to get on a plane and go to Chicago or Milwaukee, play a one-game playoff. You'd rather win the game today, have a couple days rest, and get into a series as opposed to doing that do-or-die situation.
Walker Buehler pitched in the College World Series for Vanderbilt, so he understands pressure. He seems very controlled for a kid as young as he is. And the Dodgers made the right call, without question. Going with Buehler today, this is your season. Every game is a playoff game now.
Yes.
Every game matters. And you've got to play it like that. We'll worry about tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully there won't be a tomorrow. The tomorrow will be later in the week as they get ready for the NLDS. So what we'll do is, by the way, we're giving you a chance to win tickets. This hour, you're going to have a chance. And Rodney and Jason came up with a brilliant plan. So we'll set it up for you now, and you can start working on it.
Does that mean if it's not brilliant, Fred, you can take it, you know, say, it wasn't my plan, it's Jason and Rodney.
No, both of you look at me. I actually think it's very good. I like this a lot.
Okay, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah, I came up with it. It's brilliant.
No, it is brilliant. And it's... And it, what is it? No.
Here, I don't know.
Here's what it is. There are going to be key moments in the game. Something is going to happen. You will be the play-by-play person. You will be the announcer. And we want you to describe that moment. If it's Justin Turner with a big home run, if it's Kiki Hernandez with a diving grab.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you describe it.
You describe it. Be vivid about it. I want the inning. We want to know, hey, in the seventh inning, the score is tied. Justin Turner comes up with two on and two out. You know, he hits a deep fly ball to right center. Or a double down the line. Manny Machado comes up in the eighth. We want to be vivid. We want you to be vivid. We want to hear it from you. Describe the play, the changing, the dramatic play of the day. We want to hear from you, and we're giving away two tickets.
And points, by the way, for the excitement level.
Yes,
right?
That's what it's got to be.
For being a broadcaster.
Absolutely.
You just can't come on the air and describe
the situation.
You're sitting
in the chair, yeah.
We need you to call the game. Call that shot.
Give us your best Vin Scully. Give us your best Joe Davis. Give us your best
Charlie Steiner.
Give us your best Fred Rogan.
It's gone.
Oh.
Home run. I'd be very understated. But anyway, give us your best. That's the deal. We're going to do that later on in the hour. So make sure you jump on because you got to win the tickets. Come out here and get to this game today. Later, we're going to have Ned Coletti on. He'll join us in the next segment. We'll set the scene. He's been with us all year long. Nobody will have more insight on this than Ned, the man that sat in the big chair. And I can't remember if Ned, when he was running the Dodgers, I don't know if they'd gotten to this situation, Jason.
Oh, they haven't been in this situation since 1980.
Ooh, 1980.
1980, they played the Astros and lost when Tommy Lasorda chose to go with Dave Gultz over a rookie Fernando Valenzuela.
Because he didn't think Fernando was up for it? He wanted to hold Fernando?
Maybe I can get Tommy up here. We'll ask him.
Yeah, let's find out.
Call Eric.
Call Eric?
Dickerson.
Oh. Eric will know.
I think he and Tommy were hanging out last night.
At a barbecue.
Yeah.
That's normally the way it works. By the way, our show today is brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Petros and Money. We're supposed to be at BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in West Covina. Obviously, we've changed that today because we have the game. Then Tim will come on with post-game Dodger talk. And then Petros and Money will take you up to 7 o'clock. So everybody that was heading down to BJ's, feel free. Go. Enjoy yourself. Have a great time. But the guys won't be there today. We're live at Dodger Stadium getting ready for game 163.
Yeah, baby.
Dodgers.
Here we go.
And Rockies.
Here we go.
Walker Buehler, Germán Márquez on the mound. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete. Ned Coletti will join us next on AM 570 LA Sports. They are putting the ticket turnstiles in. They're getting ready to go. It's 9:19. The game is at 1 o'clock. This is it.
Fred, look at this day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's Dodger blue sky. It is 80 degrees already. It's unbelievable. This is why we live in L.A.
I'll tell you, people around the country are jealous, and they should be.
How dare the Colorado media mock Randy Newman and I Love L.A.? How dare they, Fred?
Well, I know. Carlos Gonzalez made the comment. They hate when they play I Love L.A. here at Dodger Stadium. Truly, I would hate it as well if I was them because it indicated they just lost.
True.
Right. The Dodgers just beat them. It's like if you go to Chicago and you follow the Kings.
Yes.
And every time the Blackhawks score, they play this song. I hate that.
Yeah.
It makes your ears bleed.
Yeah.
So I get why the Rockies wouldn't want to hear I Love L.A.
Of course not.
Because it just meant you got beat. And the Dodgers won more games here than they lost. Although interesting, Rodney, this year, and it's very odd, the Dodgers' home record has actually been worse than their road record. So you think it's an advantage playing at home. It is against the Rockies. But overall, they perform better on the road.
Yeah, they do, which is, you know, again, another asterisk about this crazy season that the Dodgers have had that we can't figure out. It's been an enigma. I mean, they're number one in a lot of different categories throughout the National League. They're number one in home runs. They're number one in ERA. But they're also number one in strikeouts, Fred. They're also number one in not scoring with runners in scoring position. I mean, there's a lot of up and down categories that they're number one in, which makes this the crazy season that it is, that you can't figure this out, this Dodger team out, which is scary. To your point, you know, I just wanted to go, let's be done with it, let's relax, because you don't necessarily know what team is going to show up any given day.
Well, we know who's showing up right now. It's our buddy, our insider, the man that sat in the big chair, Ned Coletti. Ned, good morning.
Good morning. Big game today, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, Ned. We know it's a big game, Ned.
Ned, we're out at the stadium, man, so I don't even have the pads around the studio like I do back there in Burbank. So we're in the open air, and hopefully, you know, Fred can contain himself a little bit today.
Keep I
can
end up right in the... Keep him off those palm trees.
We got
the bullpen's right below
us. The bullpen's right below us, and it's a low fence, so I'm Uh-oh. Just... Uh-oh. The guy will be off the air before the game starts.
Fred, watch the game with your back to the field, just in case.
Ned, here we are, 163. What Dodger team shows up today?
Oh, I think a good one shows up today. I think the first inning will set the tone. Walker Buehler is going to be the guy to throw the first pitch. I think if he has a clean first inning and a dominant first inning, which most of his innings have been, I think that sets the tone, and that carries. Games like this, typically the tone is set early. First inning, first couple innings, you get a feel for how the starting pitcher is going to do, because neither team necessarily wants to get into its bullpen in the second or the third inning. But this game, it's not all in, because the loser will still have another game to play, but nobody really wants to play that wild card game if they can do anything about it.
No, 100%, Ned. And Ned, how much does the weekend for the Dodgers up in San Francisco against their rivals? They came out, they were very vocal about they're trying to keep the Dodgers out of the playoffs. Bumgarner pushes back his start to start on Friday against the Dodgers. They beat him. They sweep them up there. How much does that carry over into this game?
Well, I don't think it really carries over that much at all. If the Dodgers have been shut out three games yet, it'd be a little bit of carryover. But you're talking about a team that lost 98 a year ago, 89 this year. You know, if they were able to uphold what they wanted to uphold, it would have been a better series for them. But obviously, they can't compete with the Dodgers right now. I think you just put that behind you. You look at Colorado. You swept them last time in town, although they were missing Trevor Story for at least part of that series. One of the best players, probably an MVP candidate, not Yelich, but probably in that conversation, plus Arenado. So you're going to see two really good clubs today, two teams that can really put offensive up, but you got two of the best young pitchers in the game to kind of nullify that. So I think every at-bat, this is when, and I watch games like this almost all year long, but people should watch every pitch of this game, because every pitch is going to tell you a little bit more of the story that's coming.
You know, Ned, I thought earlier in the year, and I was wrong, that Colorado would fade. I just didn't think they would be able to withstand.
No, you said no hope.
Well, that's what I meant. No hope, fade. I thought they were finished. And if they lose tomorrow, they had no hope because the Dodgers won. But anyway, no, I really thought with a club like that that hadn't been there before that it would get a little too tight for them. That has not been the case. But then again, the Dodgers have more of a veteran squad that had been in big games than the Rockies. Does that make a difference in this game?
Well, I think it does to a little bit, but I go back to the pitching. The pitching is going to set the stage. Walker Buehler is not easy. He's not an easy at bat. Neither is their guy. He's one of the best young pitchers in the game too. You got two guys squaring off today that may be doing this against each other for a decade. This might be, I won't even say it, but it's one of those matchups that I think you're going to be seeing a lot. I don't think anything really matters at this stage. I think it's about execution, and it's about the pitch-to-pitch routine that hitters go through and pitchers go through. Everything else doesn't really matter. You'll see teams that Dodgers have a big lead in the season series. What does that mean today? Well, they don't start out with more runs because they had a better one-loss record. They actually start out at home. That's really the only advantage to it. So I throw all those other things away, and I look. If I was sitting there today, I would be looking at Buehler in that first inning and say, make it clean. Make it clean, make it powerful, make your pitches, get your feet on the ground, keep your pulse rate the right way, and we'll take it from there, and the results should be pretty good.
Hey, Ned, you know, before yesterday, people were questioning whether or not to pitch Walker Buehler yesterday or save him for today. Rich Hill went out and pitched a gem. Certainly, in my mind, it was the right decision after Saturday to decide, hey, let's save Walker for today. You agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at going into Sunday, and you know you're in a dead heat, and regardless of Scherzer pitches or not against Colorado, you still have to win that game. And you have to measure, okay, we're going to face Suarez with San Francisco, who's pitched pretty well against us, but, you know, he's at the end of his season. It's a big season for him. Are we not going to be able to get some runs off him? Absolutely. You know going in that the chances of getting shut out or being held to a run or two are really, really minuscule. On the other side, you watch Rich Hill, and you know he can pitch. You know San Francisco has some younger hitters. We see how Rich Hill handles young hitters, like in San Diego, a lot of swing and miss. So you know that you're going to get a competitive game out of him. Barring the truly unexpected, on the far side of the statement, anything can happen. On the far side of that, yeah, Suarez held you to a run or two, and Rich Hill can't get out of the second inning. But both were highly, highly unlikely. And then you do set this up for Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler has as good of October stuff as I've seen on anybody on this club. He's dominant. He's dominant. You can tell by the way the hitters approach it. You can learn a lot about a hitter's swing and how effective a pitcher is, I should say, from the hitter's swings. He is not easy to handle. Fastball low in the zone, that's got great life to it. Up in the zone, he can go either place. Big hard slider, and also that big lazy kind of breaking ball. That is a great combination. And Colorado's seen him. They struck out a lot against him. But you can't, it's not a guess situation. Rich Hill's fastball, curveball, very good. But it's for a young hitting team, yeah, you're going to have your struggles with Rich Hill. For an experienced hitting team, you may be a little bit more predictable with what Rich Hill's going to bring you. I love the idea of Walker Buehler in this game. I think his pulse rate is right. His competitiveness is perfect. I think that this is the matchup you would want, especially with who they're throwing, because runs may be at a premium on the other side too. But I've said all this season, Walker Buehler has got October type of stuff. Not everybody does. And this kid, though, he does.
You know, talking about pitching, Ned Coletti with us on AM 570 LA Sports, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete. We're live at Dodger Stadium getting ready for the playoff game. The winner advances to the NLDS. And whoever comes up short will be off to Milwaukee or Chicago for the wild card. Yesterday in Colorado, the Nationals didn't pitch Max Scherzer. Didn't pitch him. Final game of the year. I mean, it's not like he's got anything to do after the game except go home. And if they pitch Scherzer, maybe it's a different game. How do you feel about that?
I've been in that spot before, and Mike Rizzo, he's in charge of that team. And if Scherzer wanted to go out and compete, that's, you know, Scherzer gets high marks no matter what anyway. But I do think you have to protect your own club at that point in time. I think that when they said, look, both teams are in, I think at that point in time it was like, you know what, let them figure it out. Let them battle it out. Let them both win today and let them play Monday for the right to go on as a division champion versus a wild card. I thought it was the right thing to do. Max Scherzer goes out there and does anything to his arm, anything. And you know, he's not going to throw 85 miles an hour. You know, he's going to be pitching like it's the World Series for him. Something happens to him after all the innings he's logged this year, and you're Mike Rizzo. Tell you what, you're having a long, tough winter, and 2019 is another year that you're going to struggle because of a decision you made the last day of the season. A lot of different things come into it. I think that they did the right thing, Washington did, when they said, look, both teams are in, let them figure it out. I think that was the right way of doing it yesterday, and it led to today.
All right, so
kind of
if
a buzzkill,
yeah,
man.
Well, wow. I know, Ned. When in the world, man? I know, because we're Dodger guys. So,
Don't ask me the question.
You know what I mean? So to that effect, if Scherzer goes out and says, hey, listen, I want the ball. Give me the ball. It's the last game of the season. Give me the ball. Does he win out, or does Rizzo win out, or the club win out saying, no, we're going to hold you back?
Well, Rizzo wins out, obviously. And, it's, you know, you have to put the club first all the time. And, you know, they have a different viewpoint of yesterday than the Rockies do, certainly, and certainly than the Dodgers do. But there's another piece of this, too. And I always say it. And I always feel it. You should never let another team do your dirty work for you. You got to win the games.
Oh,
you
say that again, Ned. Say that again, Ned. Say that one more time. I love it coming out of your mouth.
You should never let another team do the dirty work for you. You shouldn't have to depend on Washington to beat Colorado.
Right.
You know, it's up to you to win the games. You being, in this case, particular case, the Dodgers. Let you know, to count on some other team to step up and do it, it'd be like, you know, the Rockies were probably sitting there going, you know, come on, Madison, Matt, you know, Friday night, come on, Bumgarner, let's go. You know, you pitch like crazy against us, really hold these guys to us, and, you know, they couldn't do that. What do you think the look on their face yesterday was when Suarez was pitching and numbers kept changing up on the scoreboard at Coors Field next to the Dodgers' name? You can't expect a team to do your dirty work for you, especially when you have the opportunity right here, right now, to take care of it yourself, kind of man-to-man, you know, mano-a-mano. And I think when you get to this time of the season, that's the best way. That's the way championship teams do it.
Ned, we appreciate you jumping on. I will respectfully disagree with one point you made. I don't care who does my dirty work. I just want it done. I could care less, Ned. Enough of this gentleman stuff. You know what I mean?
You've had a nice career doing that, so I would not disagree with you.
Ned, my man, I love you.
All right, Ned, thanks for jumping on.
Take it easy. Don't be driving during the game, please.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's warned me. All right, talk to you, Ned.
Bye, boy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Great.
Hey, do you want to come out here today? Tickets are available at Dodgers.com for $30. By now, you should have called work and said you're not feeling well. We've got free tickets, and we want to give them away to you right now. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. Here's what we're going to do. You be the play-by-play announcer. You be calling the game. And you call what you believe will be the most dramatic moment of the game. Is that fair? Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah, that's how we're doing it. I want the dramatic moment of the game, and I want energy. You're in the booth. You're in the booth. You're Charlie Steiner. You're Joe Davis. You're Vin Scully. You're in the booth doing this. So it could be the fifth inning where it breaks the game open, or it's the seventh inning, or it's the bottom of the ninth. Whatever it is, come give us your best call of the moment today, and you win these Dodger tickets.
Could be a Walker Buehler no-hitter.
Yes.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be Chase Utley pinch hitting. Hitting a home run. Could be whatever you want it to be. 866-987-2570. And your best call, your best play-by-play, your best description, and you need to do it with emotion. Do it with emotion. We're going to give you tickets. You'll win. You'll get in your car, and you'll get out here. And you'll be here for game 163. When it comes to these playoff games, Rodney, it's unusual, but perhaps not as unusual as people might think. It's the sixth time since 1978 a one-game tiebreaker will be played to determine a division title. The Dodgers have been in one, we mentioned it earlier, 1980. The Astros beat the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in that situation, went on to lose to the Phillies in the NLCS. Only one of those teams who played in a one-game playoff or a division title went on to win the World Series. That was the Bucky Dent game, Yankees and Red Sox, 1978.
Bucky Dent!
Who did the Yankees end up beating in the World Series? For the first time, two divisions will be decided in an extracurricular tiebreaker, because you have the Cubs and the Brewers doing the exact same thing.
Right. And I got to tell you, you know, and we're sitting here at Dodger Stadium, you know, and it's all in. And we talked about all in right now with the Dodgers and winning this game, getting a couple days off, having, you know, getting ready for a playoff series as opposed to a one-game playoff. This is what you want. You do not want. And I've watched from afar. We don't talk about other teams very much, but the Milwaukee Brewers are the hottest team in baseball right now. The Milwaukee Brewers are on fire. They've got the consensus MVP in Christian Yelich right now playing for the Milwaukee Brewers.
What a great year he's had.
He's had an unbelievable year. You do not want to be in that one-game playoff with them where you have to go to Milwaukee or even to Chicago. It was raining in Chicago over the weekend, you know, and Chicago won the game against St. Louis. But you don't want to go to either one of those places. You got to win today. Got to win today.
866-987-2570. That's the number. You give us your call of what you believe the most dramatic moment of this game will be. The most dramatic moment of the game. Do it with emotion. Do it with passion. And if you are determined to have the best call, we're going to send you to Dodger Stadium this afternoon. You'll come out here into the left field pavilion. You'll see us, which, of course, is worth the price of admission.
Of course. Are you kidding?
And then you'll have the opportunity to watch the most important game of the year.
One of us has got a face for radio. The other one's face for everything. I'm not going to say who.
You know what? When I started this business, Rodney, I got into radio. You want to know why? That's exactly why. You got a face for radio, buddy. And I said, let me sit down behind a microphone. We're looking for dramatic moments. Michelle?
We're on air.
Oh, no, she wants to. Michelle's saying she wants us to go to break real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry,
so
Michelle.
So she can line up the calls.
Oh, right, Michelle. I'm sorry about that.
All right, you're calling.
We're going over.
Let's go to a break right now. Michelle.
We've got a lot of calls going on.
Get all the calls lined up.
Let's do it.
Somebody will have a chance to come on out here. Much more to get to from Dodger Stadium. Our show today brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Oh, by the way, we are going to sprinkle in some Lakers and LeBron James.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, I
from
watched
San Diego.
That game. Yeah, I watched that game last night, and I've got some thoughts.
Okay.
We'll get to that as well.
All right.
Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete, we're live at Dodger Stadium on AM570 LA Sports. out of Dodger Stadium today, getting ready for the Dodgers and Rockies. If you're tuning in for Colin Cowherd, Rodney and I are here. We're in left field. We'll take you up to Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck at noon.
Yes.
We'll call the game at 1 o'clock with Charlie and Rick. We invite you to come out. So far, we've spoken to Ned Colletti, got his take on some things, and we'll be here talking to people all morning long, getting you set. If you're driving out here, make sure we're with you in the car. And here's the deal. We've got tickets to give away this hour. We've got tickets to give away next hour. And this hour, we want you to act as if you're in the booth. You're calling the game, and you're going to call the most dramatic moment of the game. It can be whatever you think it will be. It can be whatever inning you think it will be. And this go-round, if you are the most dramatic, the most passionate, if you dazzle us, we're giving you two tickets to today's game. And let's get started. Tom in L.A., you're on AM 570 L.A. Sports. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. My name is John, by the way.
Oh, good morning, John.
Sorry about
good
that,
morning,
John.
Guys.
All right, what is your moment? Tell us about it.
Well, I see it as Yasmani Grandal.
Wait, John. Hold on. You gotta broadcast it. You're in the booth. You're in the booth. So it's not like I see it as John Yasmani. No, you gotta be in the booth. You gotta say it and you gotta call it. I need that. That's what we need.
Understood.
Okay.
All right,
let's go.
Fans. Here we are, bottom of the ninth inning. Two on, two out. Yasmani Grandal steps to the batter's box. Pitch is delivered. Ball hit deep to right field, ladies and gentlemen. This ball is gone. Dodgers win.
All right, John. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Good start. Okay.
He's calling Yasmani Grandal.
Yasmani Grandal. Good. I'm glad. I clarified that for him. But everybody else that calls, that's what we need. We need somebody in the booth calling it with emotion, all of those things.
All right, Alex in Garden Grove. You're on AM 570 LA Sports. Alex, good morning. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
Good.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the ninth. Justin turning up the bat with Bellinger on third. Here comes the pitch. Justin Turner with the base hit to right field. Bellinger scores. Dodgers win.
Woo! I like it. Okay.
Did you like that? You know what I thought was a nice touch? The woo at the end.
The woo at the
yeah.
end. He put Bellinger on third. Okay. I like that.
We'll take it. All right. Nice job, Alex. Appreciate it. Let's go.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. David and Downey, you're on AM 570 LA Sports.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
I'm gonna go a little vintage Vince Scully and Fred Rogan at the same time.
Bring it.
Justin
Come on
Turner
now.
At the plate. The deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. 3-1 Colorado. Here's the pitch. Swung on. A high drive to deep left field. It is gone. And we told you, Dodger fam, the Rockies had no hope. We're going to be alive, Rich.
You brought the no hope in. They got you a lot of points right there. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You know what also got them points? The sound of the ball hitting the bat.
Yes, it was. It was a crack. Did you make that with your mouth, or did you have a sound effect machine?
With my mouth.
Oh, okay.
All right, David, thanks. Let's go. Dave's going to be tough to beat. I got to tell you.
That was good.
Let's go. Phil and your Belinda. You're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Jansen fiddling on the mound. Top of the ninth. One out. Runner on second. Runner on first. Dodgers up 4-3. Arenado at the plate. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to Jansen. He whirls. Fires the second. Throws the first. Double play. Game 163 ends with a 163 double play and earns the Rockies to a trip to the Midwest.
Wow. That was very detailed. I like that. Back to Jansen. He turns a double play, Fred. That was different. He didn't go home run. He didn't go base hit to score somebody. He went Jansen on the mound to close it out with a double play. That's pretty good.
That was impressive. Nice job,
yes.
Phil. Good job. Let's go Ray in L.A. The passion, the description, the moment of today's game.
We need it all. Yes, we need it.
Go ahead, Ray.
Here we go. It's top of the ninth. Kenny Jensen, California up. He's stroking out the two first batters. Now it's the third. Can he do it? Can he get ready? Can he show everybody that he's back? And it's straight through. Kenny Jensen strikes up the whole third set. The big star is back. Dodgers win the division. Dodgers win the division. Kenny Jensen is back, folks.
Wow, the energy. Nobody matched that energy right there.
The energy was solid, although, to be fair, and Ray, thank you. That was terrific.
Yes.
He sounded like he was losing his air a little bit during his energy.
Okay.
Did he not?
A little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit, but the energy level, I loved it.
But it just shows the level of excitement he
felt.
All right,
you know, interesting, the last two were about Kenley finishing it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
like
the thing that you're not thinking.
Yeah.
Let's go George and Corona. You're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead, George. Hey, George, turn down your radio.
Turn down your radio, George.
Is George gone? All right, let's go Marco. Marco and Azusa, you're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead. Uh-oh. All right, we're having some problems now. Let's get organized here. This segment, what we're doing, is giving you a chance to win Dodger tickets, and the deal is this. Call us with your most enthusiastic, dramatic call of what you think will decide this game. And if you do, you're coming out here. We've got tickets for you, and we want you at this game. So let's try again. Let's go Marco in Azusa. Marco, you're on AM570 LA Sports. You there, Marco? No. All right, let's go Danny in Inglewood. Danny, you're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Great Dodger Day here. So this is the call. We've got bottom of the ninth, 2-2. Manny Machado at the plate. This is what they got him here for, folks. Here's the pitch. It's swung on. It's going to left. It is. It is gone. It's a home run. The Dodgers win. The Dodgers win. Machado just got himself a contract. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dodgers will host the Atlanta Braves next Friday here at Dodger Stadium. The pandemonium is real, folks. Chavez Ravine is rolling.
That was solid work.
Wow.
Pretty solid work,
it's the Danny. Manny Machado moment, right?
Yeah.
We thought it was in San Francisco, but he said it's now, today.
Well, talking about Manny, go ahead, Jason.
The most amazing part of that highlight is that Manny Machado was handed a contract on his way around the bases. Did the third base coach have a contract and they signed it? That's pretty amazing.
He did. It was a signature moment that they were waiting for, and he got him a contract.
All right, let's go Justin in Palmdale. Go ahead, Justin. You're on AM570 LA Sports.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. Bottom of the 10th inning, bases loaded. Here's the stretch and the pitch from Davis. There's a swing and a drive. Turner takes it to deep left field. Back goes, slips it to the warning track, to the wall. It's gone! Chris Turner, a walk-off grand slam Dodger fan. You are Central Division champion.
Now, see, to me, Justin,
Central?
Nice job.
But Central? Did you say Central Division?
Oh, he said Central.
Central Division.
Right.
That's number one.
Are you going to hold that against him?
Did he say Chris Turner?
Are you going to hold that against him?
A little bit.
Other than those two things,
A little bit. It was a great call.
You know who he was? He was Charlie there. I think that sounded just like Charlie. I mean, just the
Who is that guy?
Who is this guy?
The inflection.
Everything was great.
The delivery.
For the names. I think he got a little caught up.
All right, let's do one more.
A little caught up.
Well, for God's sakes, Rodney, it's a huge game.
I know. It is a huge game.
Brett in Northridge. Go ahead, Brett.
Here comes Puig stepping into the batter's box with Turner on second base. He licks the bat, eyeing Perez from the mound. He sends a fastball over the plate, and he flies to deep left center field. Uh-oh, he bat flips so hard into the crowd, it hit that woman right in the face. She better get on the phone right now and call personal injury attorney Joseph S. Norman as the Dodgers take the lead.
Now that was impressive. All right, Brett, thank you.
Was that Joseph?
That was right. It sounded like Joseph.
It was Joseph impersonating Brett.
Brett, thank you for the call. And, you know, bad things happen to good people. Let me ask you a question, Rodney. If you got hit in the face by a ball, is that your fault?
No.
No, you need to call personal injury attorney
you do.
Joseph S. Normand. okay, let's decide the winner for this hour, and then we'll do it again next hour because we have two sets of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I thought David and first of all, thanks to everybody, and we'll do it again next hour.
Great stuff, everybody. Great stuff.
David and Downey, I thought was solid.
Yeah,
I thought he was good. I loved Phil with the 163 double play.
Yep.
Danny and Inglewood gave Manny Machado a contract.
Rounding the bases.
Right. Yes. And Brett in Northridge said, call Joseph S. Normand.
That was a little gratuitous. I don't know if I can give it to him.
Are you taking Brett out?
I'm taking Brett out.
Brett, you'd have got my vote. I'm sorry.
You know what? I think the obvious thing was to do a Turner, Machado, one of those home runs. I actually like the Kenley Jansen turn double play at the end.
The 163?
Yeah, 163 double play.
All right. So the winner this hour coming out here for Dodger tickets is Phil and Yor Belinda.
Yes. Now, don't think that's going to win you the next one. Don't just go Kenley on the next hour. I need something different. Because Kenley not going to get you the next hour, Fred.
He's not?
No.
All right, so we'll do it again next hour. We're out of Dodger Stadium. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete getting ready for game 163 in for Colin today and brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Back with more after this.